local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Friday to you. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi. So getting started here with some of the top stories. Big news from the CDC. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, stepping down today. And so I know that that is a big relief for many individuals like myself who think she's done a horrendous job. And going back to, I mean, honestly, I didn't realize what job she was doing until COVID. And she was the individual who, you know, when people would say, follow the science, you had some people like me going, well, which science? I mean, there's multiple different science that would show things about COVID. And Rochelle Walensky always followed any kind of science. And then sometimes non-science, she went directly against science in order to give recommendations that basically control the population. And so Rochelle Walensky from the CDC director stepping down. And that to me is like just a huge story. Well, another big story as it pertains to Trump is the judge in the E. Jean Carroll trial will allow his testimony. So in fact, they're giving him until Sunday to change his mind pertaining to that. And there's, so that's one of the big things right there. I think that with that trial, initially, his group, defense attorneys said they were not going to have any kind of, testimony, witnesses, or anything like that, including, of course, Trump. Yet now it looks like Trump is might be considering it. He actually this morning came out and stated that he will confront the rape allegations brought against him. So, okay, we'll have to see whether he accepts that and that invitation to testify. So let's see what that is. One of these stories over here. By the way, one other update on this. You will see things in the news over the weekend that the Trump rape trial has rested their cases. So this is true. Both sides have rested their cases, but the judge has allowed, despite the resting of cases, if Trump wants to testify, he will give him until Sunday to decide if he's going to testify. So that was a little bit better of a explanation of what's going to happen right there, or what could happen. Both sides have rested their cases, but Trump could still testify. That's what it comes down to. All right. Continuing on here with other top stories in the news. We've got the individual who was in New York City, who he was being unruly on the subway, and somebody went and basically put him in a chokehold. They said, and even witnesses were saying, that the guy started to become like scary. Like it seemed like he was going to become violent. Guy put him in the chokehold, and the unruly passenger on the train ended up dying from it, which is, it's a freak accident, really. I mean, it's just, you don't usually die from chokeholds like that. Like, it wasn't a chokehold. It's just basically, it's just like it knocks you out, but then you come to again. So the Eric Adams has been attacked now for he's the mayor. He's been attacked for the subway safety approach after this individual died. Like, what is being done to prevent like these kinds of things from happening? It shouldn't have escalated to that point in the first place. So yeah, I see what that is. A funny story that I saw days ago is now going viral nationally as a like national story. I saw somebody post this and I thought it was a joke. I think I saw on Instagram on like a meme that was about Italians. And it said something like, Italians are outraged everywhere. And as you know, I'm half Italian, so I follow a lot of these kinds of things. And I thought it was a joke. It was showing that somebody dumped hundreds of pounds of pasta in New Jersey, out in the woods. Just hundreds of pounds of pasta out in the woods. And so people were being outraged. That has now become a national story. A national story. Like all of all of these different websites and media outlets are all covering it. And So apparently the pasta came from a home nearby, and a neighbor said that a military veteran who was moving out of the house after the death of his mother had been stockpiling old food there, and says they were probably stocked up from COVID. They're moving out of the house, and so they just got rid of all of the pasta. It seems very weird, though. There's very, very weird. There'd be 500 pounds worth or of that. I don't know. All right, let's go ahead and get traffic on the files of Gracie Wolf.
We're looking good on our roads, I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Got a couple of texts here. The Marine, talking about the guy who choked out the individual on the subway. The Marine was just trying to protect others. Yes, I agree. That's why when they ruled it as, manslaughter. I think they ruled it as, death by homicide. That's how they ruled it. Death by homicide. I was shocked. I was stunned. That's what they would do, because I'm like, he was just trying to protect others. The guy was acting very unruly and in a threatening manner. And so I don't know. Very, very, very confused about that whole story. All right. A couple of the other things going on here in the news is the World Health Organization has officially declared the COVID global health emergency over. Okay, well, that's good. And Madison Cawthorn, the former congressman, he only ran one term and he got beat in his reelection term. He just pled guilty to trying to take a loaded gun onto an airplane. This is the conservative congressman who's very, very young from North Carolina, who's in a wheelchair, former military himself. So he just pled guilty to trying in a case of bringing a loaded handgun through a TSA checkpoint. So those are some of the top stories in the news. Coming up here next, we got top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. So stick around. Right now, Bobby Ross. Say, hey, coming up next weekend, the Kids Fishing Clinic. It's coming up May 13th at Maritime Park. Free registration for kids 5 to 15 begins at 8:30 in the morning for the first 350 participants. Participants get a free fishing combo while supplies last. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Come next hour, during the news hour of Pensacola Right Now, we're going to get an update of the Florida legislative session from Alex Andrade. So stick around for that. Plus, coming up later, about 30 minutes from now, about 4:50, I'll give you my thoughts on the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. So be sure to check that out. Got a text here that says Madison Cawthorn did not serve. Oh, I thought he did serve. I thought he had served in the military at one point. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I got my stuff mixed up. So, all right. Thanks for that clarification. I do appreciate that. All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, a Ukrainian lawmaker is seen punching a Russian delegate at a conference in Turkey in video posted to social media. On his Facebook page, Ukrainian delegate Alexander Marikovsky posted video of him punching a Russian delegate after the Russian snatched a Ukrainian flag from him. A grand jury is considering whether to charge a former Marine accused of using a deadly chokehold on a mentally disturbed black man on a New York City subway. ABC News says a grand jury could get the case next week after detectives interviewed a handful of witnesses. The deaths of four horses casting a shadow over tomorrow's 149th running of the Kentucky Derby. The trainer of two of the horses that died early this week was suspended immediately. And you just talked about Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, it's off to a franchise best start at the box office, netting $17.5 million from yesterday's previews.
Wow. We figured this was probably going to be the weekend that finally Super Mario Brothers get knocked off of its perch, and looks like it's already starting up to be that way. So
absolutely.
And it's not a big surprise right there. Big following, of course, pertaining to that show, that series, or that whatever, that branch of Marvel. So I saw a trailer the other day, or maybe last week, whatever, about some other Marvel character. And I was talking to somebody about this. It's like the Blue Beetle or something like that. There's some new trailer about the Blue Beetle.
Yeah, I saw that. I think it was before in the theater before Super Mario. They played a teaser.
Oh, is that
it.
What it was? Okay, yeah. Super Mario. Okay, yeah. So, so a lot of these characters, like, man, I haven't heard of these things. I haven't heard of these characters, you know. And but at the same time, it's like it makes you just wonder, like, what's the staying power? What's the of keep bringing out new characters for Marvel? You know, DC is not necessarily bringing out new characters; they're just kind of rehashing their old ones and rebooting the old ones, you know, and things like that. I'm not sure if that's really working for them yet either. It hasn't been as good as it has been for Marvel. Marvel by far is the dominant one out of that. So, but it's just kind of interesting in seeing that there's, you know, they're just bringing out all these characters I've never heard of, you know, it just goes over and over. So, all right, let's go ahead and, one other question here. We got to hit this one. Gracie, we want to get more thoughts on from you next hour on this, but can you just give us a little brief coronation update?
So Prince Harry arrived today. He's only staying for one day. His wife.
Who's Prince Harry?
I'm sorry, she's not speaking in a British accent. I didn't hear a word she said.
Didn't hear a word she said.
I might have been talking. Yeah, a little crazy yesterday.
Now, I know she's excited, but I mean, the Victorian era dress that she wore today into the studio, that's a little much. I mean, you've got the coronation and the derby tomorrow.
That's
a big dress up day for her tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, exactly. What's going to happen tomorrow, though?
Well, I'll be up at 4 a.m. watching it. WEAR is having live coverage of it at 4 a.m. So definitely going to be watching that with some scones. And I'm excited to see it. I haven't seen it before. Obviously, I wasn't around a long time ago when it was happening.
I was scrolling through TikTok today. A lot of videos from over there just kind of previewing the stagecoach that he's going to be riding in. Is apparently like nobody can touch it except for the king or queen on their coronation day or something like that. And they wouldn't, you know, one of the media members was able to, you know, kind of take video of, you know, what it looks like inside or whatever. But I mean, kind of looks like the pumpkin stagecoach in Cinderella, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, I thought the same thing. Is I mean, talk about pomp and circumstance. That's like the definition of what's going on here. So today today is the day you had people starting to arrive and really ramp things up. is what's going on with the coronation.
Yeah, there was a big Coronation Eve reception. Jill Biden's there with her granddaughter and bunch of important people from all around the world are at the reception for the big weekend.
Okay, there you go. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Gracie, what do we have going on with traffic on the fives?
Roads are good right now for Friday. Nothing to slow you down on our major highways, I-10 and I-110, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. See something else, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I got a jobs report update for you on News Radio 92.3, so stick around for that. Radio 92.3. So we got the new unemployment data coming in last week. Once again, it's like 5 weeks in a row. We've seen a decrease in the new filings for unemployment compared to the previous week. We had 5,500 fewer new filings this past week compared to the previous week in the nation. And in Florida, it did go up a little bit, 303 new filings compared to the previous week. But when it comes to continued unemployment, a lot of people came off the continued unemployment rolls. 60,000 fewer. Only 1.69 million Americans are on unemployment now. This is getting to be extremely low. So this is what we've talked about many times in the past. As much as it feels like people are just kind of holding on right now and that the economy is on the verge of like bursting possibly and inflation is really pushing people, if there's one major positive we see from it is at least people seem to be having jobs still, and maybe they might be underemployed and things like that, but at least people have jobs, and we're seeing that continuing to drop, like the unemployment rate to continue to drop. That's good news. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Ross. Bobby Rossi. Hey, Bands on the Beach is back on Tuesday, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Taking the stage at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 this Tuesday will be Grits and Greens. Grits and Greens is a powerful four-piece band described as rock and roll with a soulful and jam-heavy delivery. So there you go. There is top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit, and then we got this past week in science, and we have, of course, coming up in about 8 minutes, your weekend movie preview. I'll give you my thoughts on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. It's top three stories. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky stepping down. She says now it's a pandemic. You know, not the pandemic is over. It's time to transition into other things and blah, 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 blah. I do not like Rochelle Walensky at all. Goodness gracious. Then let's see here. Other top three stories would be E. Jean Carroll, the rape allegations of E. Jean Carroll against Donald Trump. Both sides have rested their cases in that civil rape trial, but Trump could still testify. The judge is giving him until Sunday to make a decision about testifying in this case. Trump put out on social media this morning that he will confront the charges. Don't know if that means he's going to testify or if he's just going to do that through social media. And the World Health Organization has officially declared an end to the COVID pandemic. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is on ESPN tonight. Game start at 6:30 with the Celtics against the 76ers. The series is tied at one apiece. And then at 9 o'clock on ESPN will be the Nuggets against the Suns. The Nuggets lead that series 2-0. Then NHL hockey playoffs. You got game 2 between the New Jersey Red Devils and the Carolina Hurricanes. The Hurricanes lead that series 1-0. That game will begin at 7 o'clock on TNT. Over in Major League Baseball, earlier today, the Marlins lost to the Cubs 4-1. The Braves are going to be playing the Orioles later tonight, and the Rays are playing the Yankees with a 5:40 start on that one. Reds are playing the White Sox at 5:40 on Apple TV+. And then at 6:10 on Apple TV+, is the Cleveland Guardians against the Twins. Then in other sports news, Lewis Hamilton is going to wear a rainbow helmet this weekend's F1 Miami Grand Prix in support of Florida's LGBTQ community, he said. He told reporters it's in response to the recent legislation, including the Parental Rights in Action Bill. I'm not going to call it what the opposers call it, the opponents call it. He goes, and the ban on drag performances where kids are present. Oh, well, I just lost a tremendous amount of respect for Lewis Hamilton. I guess he's okay with grooming children. I had no idea. All right. The 149th Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. Post time, 5:57 Central on NBC. Forte, Tappet Trice, and Angel of Empire are the favorites. 19 horses are in the field after one was scratched. Safi Jones, the trainer of two of the four horses who died this week, has been suspended indefinitely as well. That is your sports hit. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll come back with This Week in Science.
No major slowdowns right now. If you do see something slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Today is National Space Day. Oh, I had no idea. For the first time ever, astronomers watched a star expand and swallow an entire planet. And they say it's something that could happen to Earth, but probably not for 5 billion years. Okay. A study found that the moon has a solid core, just like the Earth. NASA figured out how to extract oxygen from moon dust. Ooh, that could go a long way to living on the moon if you can extract oxygen from moon dust. And the latest SpaceX satellite launched a big milestone. There's now over 4,000 Starlink satellites up in orbit. And we talked about that a little bit yesterday. Artificial intelligence may be able to read your mind soon. Researchers at the University of Texas are training an artificial intelligence to scan people's brain activity and translate it into text. Just check out the brain activity and translate it. Wow. Now, the goal is actually very, very honorable. The goal is to help people who, like stroke victims, to be able to communicate again. Oh, that is pretty nice. Then what about this whole light at the end of the tunnel thing that happens when people are about to die? I said at the University of Michigan scanned people's brains as they were being taken off of life support. They found that there was a surge of brain activity in the last few minutes before we die. It's possible it could cause visualizations and moments of consciousness right before you die. And then finally, in booze news, experts in fluid dynamics finally figured out the physics behind champagne bubbles and why they tend to rise in a single line, like single straight lines, while bubbles and beer and other drinks don't go in single lines. And the explanation is super long, but they figured it out. I don't need to know it. A study on beer found that the yeast used to make lager might have been made on mistake over 400 years ago. They think white ale yeast mixed with brown beer yeast in a basement in Germany around 1602 and 1615. Now, four centuries later, lagers account for 90% of beer sales worldwide. That's This Week in Science. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, and then we'll also have your weekend movie preview. I'll share with you my thoughts on the movie Guardians of the Galaxy. I can remember Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Got a text here real quick. Yes, not the CDC that had worked with. They are now just woked. Yeah, they are the woke DC. It'll be good to see Michelle Walensky move on. So that's how the King James Version was written. Yeah, they mixed a little bit of the this yeast and a little bit with that yeast, and boom, accident. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Coming, we will have our weekend movie preview, so stick around. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming at the beginning of next hour, we've got your news hour of Pensacola right now. Well, we're going to get a legislative update from Alex Andrade, our representative in town. So stick around for that at 516. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go over to Joe Ford of the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is on the southern border as the end of Title 42 is near. Speaking from Brownsville, Texas today, Mayorkas said the U.S. is surging resources to the border ahead of an expected increase of migrants when the rule ends on May 11th. For the second time this year, unemployment in the U.S. is at the lowest rate since 1969. The Labor Department reports that unemployment dropped to 3.4%, matching January's numbers. The agency also reported an addition of 253,000 non-farm jobs. One man dead, others injured after a magnitude 6.5 earthquake struck Japan. The epicenter of the quake that hit Friday afternoon local time was near the city of Suzu, about 185 miles northwest of Tokyo. And a swarm of bees delayed a Delta flight for over 4 hours earlier this week. This happened in Houston. Passengers were getting ready to board a flight to Atlanta when they were informed that a buzzy group of passengers were already on the plane. The bees were latched onto the winglet of the aircraft. A picture shared to social media showed almost the entire winglet covered in them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't look it up, though. So I just heard the bees prevented this from happening. I was like, well, that's...
I feel like if the plane just takes off, like, they'll kind of get the hint that they need to get off the plane on their own.
Yeah, I would think. They're just little bees. Even if there's a bunch of them, they're still just little bees. So just go.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe they were afraid that the bees would become an invasive species to whatever area. Like, the bees were just going to hold on for dear life the whole trip. And then when they landed, they're like, great, we just introduced an invasive species to this new part of the country. So maybe that's okay. Does it, Gracie?
Have y'all ever seen the bee movie? I think that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the bees are like under the plane and lands the plane. Doesn't that happen in the movie or no?
I don't know.
It might. I can't remember.
It's a cartoon, but like, it sounds like that's kind of like that.
But is it like you're saying like the bees would stay like attached to the plane?
I'm saying like the bees made the plane fly. So obviously that's not going to happen.
Okay.
But that sounds like that. Also, could you imagine being a passenger on the plane for 3 hours and they're saying we can't take off because of a bunch of bees?
Oh, yeah.
I would be livid.
Yeah. No, that would not be nice. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. It's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
No.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview. Got a couple of them in the theater. One of them is Love Again. It is a romantic comedy. So it's it sends a guy is grieving the death of her it's a woman who is grieving the death of her fiance. To cope, she sends romantic texts to his cell phone, but learns that his number has been reassigned. And then, of course, she ends up texting to this other person and fall in love again. That's the whole thing. Big one, of course, this weekend, though, is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. That's the big one. It's already been being promoted as the final movie of the Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy. And in this one, the Guardians are attacked, and it leaves Rocket near death, with the team trying to fight to save his life. And so a lot of this movie it basically shows you the history of Rocket, how Rocket became Rocket. The things that he won't discuss and never discusses about what happened to him growing up, the science experiments on him and stuff. Well, now you find out all of those kinds of things. And so it's a I tell you what, in this movie, it's the same Guardians of the Galaxy you're used to. It's got a lot of the humor that you're used to with Guardians of the Galaxy, lots of laughing moments, but it also has some pretty good action scenes in it as well. And in fact, what I've noticed about this one, as well as the most recent Thor, is it really shows like how powerful the Avengers type people are. Like in the last Thor, in the opening scene, Thor just like wipes out this whole civilization by himself. There's some scenes like that in Guardians of the Galaxy that shows like truly how powerful like these people are. And so it was pretty fun. I got a couple other thoughts about it right after Traffic on the Fives.
Well, roads are looking good right now. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. If you do see something, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Bobby Lakis Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
There's a bunch of buzz that, you know, this is the last one. So if this is the last one, they must be dying, or somebody must be dying, right? You keep getting this kind of thing. I'm not going to give you any spoilers. Of course, you're listening to the wrong person if you think I'm going to give you any spoilers. But I will say this. I think that the way they wrapped it up, it was really good. The way they kind of finished up the way Drax is going to be, what's happening with Rocket, what's happening with Star-Lord. I think they wrapped it up in a very positive way. And because sometimes when things end and it's kind of like ending, you're like, it just leaves you hanging. It didn't feel that way at all. By the way, this is director James Gunn's final Marvel project. So his big like boom into the movie world was Guardians of the Galaxy 1. Like it just shocked everybody with how well it did. And it's campy, it's fun. And well, this is his last one because he, remember, is moving over to DC Studios and is going to be completely remaking all the DC Studios. So if you like the Guardians of the Galaxy, you'll probably like the direction he'll take DC Studios. So there's that. Now, a couple other things going on here. Bupkis is a new TV series on Peacock. It's a half hour live action comedy that is, it's a heightened, fictionalized version of Pete Davidson's real life. The series combines grounded storytelling with absurd elements from the worldview of Pete Davidson. So there you go. That's on Peacock Network. And on Apple TV Plus, a new movie called Silo. In a ruined and toxic future, a community exists in a giant underground silo that plunges hundreds of stories deep. There, people live in a society full of regulations they believe are meant to protect them. So there you go. That is your weekend movie preview.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
I don't know how to... I guess I just have to say it. This did happen in Arkansas. I'd even look where, but it's probably in the Ozarks. A resident in Arkansas is complaining to the police because her neighbors keep pooping in their backyard in buckets. Or just out in the backyard. Just pooping out there. And then when it rains, their feces runs into her yard.
Mudslide.
Mudslide. Disgusting. Yeah, I'd probably call the police on that one too. That's police worthy. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, the News Hour of Pensacola right now.